Tassie Encounters on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, and this week we've had David Maxwell joining us, and he's been talking about the three angels' messages. But today I have Tamika Sporting joining us. Welcome, Tamika.
Hello, welcome.
It's great to have you here today, and it'll be a great program to you. We're going to be talking about three angels today, but a slightly different topic to what David's been talking about, but somehow we'll connect it together.
We'll link it all together, yeah.
Yeah. Tamika, I'm just going to tell you that the sound needs to be fixed there. It's not the right setting on the sound. So if you can fix that while we keep doing the intro.
Yes, I fixed it while you were talking.
Awesome. No worries. So, we've been talking about the three angels' messages, and I guess we'll do a quick recap on that, what David's been talking about. He looked at the topic of patience, first of all, earlier on in the week. And then on Tuesday we talked about fear God, and I came up with a word during that program which probably better represents that word, the word called revere. And I think you looked that up as well, Tamika.
Yes, it's a word that we don't often use, but it's an important word. I think we should use it more, but it means respect or a reverence.
Yeah, awesome. Then on Wednesday, we looked at who we worship and are we being faithful in our worship. And then on Thursday yesterday, we looked at standing firm in our faith. And there's going to be a time in the future where we have to stand firm in our faith. And I think Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, demonstrated that very well and very clearly how they stood firm no matter what the consequences were. So, but yeah, today we thought we'd have a look at three different angels.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to first look at an angel that came and visited Zechariah. And Zechariah was the husband of Elizabeth who she was pregnant. And
she was a cousin of Mary.
Well, she was.
Actually, she wasn't yet pregnant, was she?
No, Elizabeth. She wasn't.
No. Not at the time we're starting to read this story anyway. So, but this is right on the Christmas story, and I know we've just had Christmas, so it's still the season for talking about that. And we thought we'd continue on with, three angels of a different type today.
Yeah. So would you like me to read the passage that talks a bit about Zechariah in Luke?
Sure. We're reading Luke chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 5 to 25. And this is looking at Elizabeth and Zechariah's story and an encounter with an angel.
So it starts, when Herod was king of Judea, there was a Jewish priest named Zechariah. And he was a member of the priestly order of Abijah and his wife Elizabeth, who also was from the priestly line of Aaron. Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes, careful to obey all of the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to conceive, and they were both very old.
I was going to say I'll give you a break and I'll continue on.
Yeah, that sounds good.
One day Zechariah was serving God in the temple, for his order was on duty that week. As was the custom of the priests, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. While the incense was being burned, a great crowd stood outside praying. Do you want to go on from verse 11?
Yeah. While Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. Just a little note, we're going to come back to talk a little bit about fear, but here is where it says that, Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed by fear when he saw him. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give you a son, and you are to name him John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. He must never touch wine or other alcoholic drinks. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth, and he will turn many Israelites to the Lord their God. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly.
And Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." Do you want to keep going
there? Then the angel said, "Yeah, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you don't believe what I said, you will be silent until and unable to speak until the child is born. For my words will certainly be fulfilled at the proper time."
When Zechariah's week of service in the temple was over, he returned home. Soon afterwards, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and he went into seclusion for 5 months. I actually skipped a bit there, didn't I?
You did.
Talking about the people outside. Let me go back to 21. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah to come out of the sanctuary, wondering why he was taking so long. When he finally did come out, he couldn't speak to them. Then they realized from his gestures and his silence that he must have seen a vision in the sanctuary. And then he went home, and his wife became pregnant, and he finishes here. "How kind the Lord is," she exclaimed. "He has taken away my disgrace of having no children." So that was the first angel encounter, and it's to do with the Christmas story, as Elizabeth was Mary's cousin. So we're going to have to keep going, otherwise we're going to run out of time. But our next story is actually the story of Mary, found in the next part of Luke. Do you want to start that one off?
Yep. So in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appears to her and said, "Greetings, favoured woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favour with God. You'll conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestors, David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." Then the angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her 6th month. The word of God will never fail." And Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her.
Now, not long after this, finally Joseph experiences, this is Mary's fiancé, Joseph experiences a visit of a different kind. This time it wasn't a face-to-face experience, but it was actually in a dream. And we're going to read about that in Matthew 1, verse 18 to 24. This was how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and he will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary, his wife. So here we've got 3 encounters with angels in different ways, but there's some common things that we want to bring out of this. Do you want to just discuss a few of the key things and the observations that we've made about these 3 encounters?
Yeah, so the first is that they all were initially taken back or afraid or felt something that, you know, they weren't comfortable. It was a bit of a out there experience for them. And the angel responded, you don't need to be afraid. So I thought it was important to bring out that for us today, even when we're talking with God, you know, there can be times where we feel uncomfortable or, you know, afraid, but it's
okay.
We don't need to. It's okay to. That's a human thought. And it can keep us, you know, safe in when sometimes, you know, when we feel fear, but we don't need to feel fear. And yeah, they had a human response, you know. So I think that's an important part. Also, the angels were pretty specific. You know, they said to Zechariah to call the son John, and the same with the angel visiting Mary and Joseph was specific in saying you're to call him Jesus. And I think, yeah, God, when God speaks with us, he is specific. In this case, he used an angel as a messenger to deliver those messages.
And he wants us to trust him as well. And I think in the case of Zechariah, he had a bit of doubt. I think he lacked a little bit of faith as to whether what the angel was saying was actually going to come true. And so he asked the question. And unfortunately, because of that, he couldn't speak for 6 months or thereabouts. So yes. Maybe longer than 6 months. So I think the angel, you know, or when God speaks to us, he wants us to trust him. And I think in Mary's case, she did actually trust God, even though she did ask a question. It wasn't asked in the same way. I think it was more inquiring of, you know, how will this happen? I'm a virgin. That's right. How can I have a baby if I'm a virgin? So, yeah, that's...
And, you know, even despite their lack of initial... I don't think that they didn't trust at all. They were, you know, they had their own thoughts and took some time to understand. But despite how they felt, it didn't change the outcome of what God was going to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think that that is also, just to bring it back to us, this is true for us too, that that even in our lack of trust, even though God is asking us to trust, he will still
accomplish
work,
what he,
work yeah. in that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think finally for Joseph, you know, he was engaged to Mary and she became pregnant, and that was a bit of a shameful thing, I guess. And I guess he, you know, thought that she must have been unfaithful, but of course then the angel came and set the story straight and say he was a good man and he followed the instructions of the angel. I think he obviously trusted the angel, what the angel had told him. And yeah, and so of course we have ultimately the beginning of the gospel. And I think that's the beautiful thing about these three angels. And interestingly, connecting it back to our program earlier in the week, the first angel's message is carrying the gospel, you know, the good news to people and you know, reminding people to respect and revere and fear God in the way that we need to, so that we can have that relationship with him. Do you have any final thoughts before we go out? We've got about 30 seconds.
I just think it's a great place to be surrendered to God, open to listening to his voice and trusting him. And even if we have some doubt, to just watch and see and wait, be patient, and he will fulfill what he wants to do within us if we're just willing to follow and trust.
Awesome. We've got our book offer coming up.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Our book offer today is called Archangel, and it's by Miguel Valdivia. Throughout the history of the universe, angels have had an interesting and intimate interplay with humans. As God's messengers to a fallen world, they have watched and walked among men, invisible, powerful, guarding against the evil forces that surround us. Archangel examines the role played by angels in the great controversy, from the stories recorded of angelic intervention in biblical times to the coincidences in our own lives. These powerful stories challenge us to open our eyes to the angels who walk beside us, to recognize the ongoing war between good and evil. Our last chance to claim this book offer today, text in TEM07 to 0488 880891 to claim your book offer. Thank you, Tamika, and we do hope you can join us in our next episode. This is Fernando Ortego with Jesus, King of Angels. May you encounter Jesus more today and each day.
Jesus, King of Angels, heaven's light. Shine your face upon this house tonight. Let no evil come into my dream. Of heaven, keep me in your peace. Remind me how you made dark spirits flee and spoke your power to the raging sea. A sinful man. Remind me, Jesus, for this is what I am. The universe is vast beyond the stars, but you are mindful.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.